Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. Glory to God. We're so glad you join us today. We are continuing our interview today with Daniel Gomez. He's the author of a best-selling book on Amazon called Born to Fly. It's an awesome book, a lot of great information. You'll love the testimony in there. But more importantly, Daniel is sharing concepts of your beliefs, your thought patterns that affect you in everyday things. You know, one of the things he talks about is, you know, you are a masterpiece. God created you for a purpose and that you were born to fly, so don't be average. And then that's where we're going to take up today's conversation with those thoughts in mind. Do not be average. Just believe God, reach out there, take what God has planned for you and become the masterpiece God created you to be. Amen. So if you missed episode 354, go listen to it and get caught up. But right now, we're jumping right back into the interview with Daniel Gomez. One of the things that you say that I really caught hold of is you are a masterpiece. That means, you know, you're basically one of a kind. When God created you, he did so for a specific purpose, right? Amen?
Yes.
Okay, now yes. You say we're born to fly, not be average. Explain what you mean by that.
Well, Let me give you an analogy.
Okay.
Say I invite you to lunch today. I say, hey, Robert, why don't we go have lunch? You're going to be like, yeah, Danny, you know what? Let's go hang out. Let's go have lunch. And our conversation goes, I says, hey, Brother Robert, why don't we go to an average restaurant? Why don't we go to an average restaurant where they serve average food? And you know what? We don't want a great table. We just want an average table. We want an average waiter. What does that mean to you? Does that sound like a restaurant you want to go eat at and buy the service you want to get?
No, not really.
Exactly.
You want when you go out to eat, you want good food and a nice location and great service.
Exactly. So average is nobody. If you think about it, nobody wants to go eat at an average restaurant.
Yeah.
So the reason I say that is that you are a masterpiece, but too many of us are living life in that average level because we were trained in a society, go to school, get an education, and then you work 40 years or 20 years at an organization or business and you retire. Mm-hmm. And that's not what God had in tune for us. God didn't want that for us. God didn't put us here to be average. And if you look at the book of Genesis, when God said, let there be light, he said it was good. When God mm-hmm. created, it was good. But when he came to creating man, the word of God says, this is really good.
Amen.
So if God right. said that, you're not just average. You're above average. We're his greatest creation. And that's why we're his masterpiece. Out of all the animals, all the mammals, everything in this world, we are the only ones that have the spirit of Christ Jesus within us.
That's right.
And that's what makes us a masterpiece. But we forget that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit and that power, the hope of glory lives within inside of us. And Christ is that glory. Amen. So when I say you're a masterpiece, because God created you to be above average, you're not just created to live here and be mundane and just survive or barely get by in life. God created you to thrive.
Amen. Amen. Now, how is that a factor in your business?
Because most people are living the life they weren't created to live. When you're suppressed, when the perception you have of who you are is not really the perception that God gave you, that's why God created you, mm-hmm. you lose your confidence, you lose your identity,
yeah,
and you lose your purpose in life.
Yeah, amen. That's true. Amen. So with the idea of you're born to fly, you're a masterpiece, you're referencing God in your speaking business, how does your faith come out?
Well, I talk about everything. I just don't talk about God. But on the flip side of that, I talk about God. My great mentor, right, John Maxwell, he has so much godly wisdom. He talks about God every day. I mean, he goes and talks to Singapore. He goes and talks to Malaysia. He goes and talks at wherever he goes and does transformation. He speaks about God.
Yeah.
See, people, most pastors, most evangelists, whatever it may be, they to them, they feel they have to acknowledge God at all times by saying His word, and sometimes it's a turnoff. And let me tell you what I'm trying to say, that way it's not misconstrued. Saint Francis of Assisi says this: be ministering at all times, and when need be, Brother Robert, use words.
Amen. Amen. That's true. How does your book, Born to Fly, create confidence in God's love within the person reading the book?
One of my chapters is on forgiveness.
I actually
referenced forgiveness twice. I referenced it in one chapter, and then I gave it its own chapter.
Okay.
And my publisher goes, you know, you talked about forgiveness twice. I go, yeah, because there's a reason God put it in there twice.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, forgiveness is that's a big item. I just did an interview with a lady named Kim Chadwell, who was abused as a child growing up, and she had to forgive those that did that before she received her forgiveness. It goes right along with the Lord's Prayer. You know, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And if she wanted to receive full forgiveness, she had to come to the point where she could forgive her abusers. And so forgiveness I'm glad it's twice. I'm glad it's got its own chapter, because that is huge in a person's faith walk. You have to be able to forgive. Have to be able to forgive yourself. You know? That's a big thing.
You just hit the money ball right there. Forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't forgive themselves.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this is where the blindness comes in, though, Robert, is that they don't forgive themselves because they don't even realize they don't forgive themselves. And you're like, how is that possible, Daniel? Because you know why? Because I'm going to be real transparent here, because I'm not a perfect person. I'm not, there's only one perfect being, and that's Jesus and God, right?
Amen. Yep.
Well, when my wife was diagnosed last year with breast cancer, and I resigned from my job, mm-hmm, to take care of her because, you know, I felt that that's what I needed to do. I lost the busyness of work. I lost the busyness of you got work and you got stress of work. Then you got the people of work. So right there, you have three levels above you. Then you have, say, friendships, and then you have relationships,
mm-hmm,
and then you have just busyness there, right?
Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say is, before you get to Daniel, the foundation, and Robert, the foundation, the average person has around anywhere from easily 7 to 15 layers of busyness on top of them. They're like, yeah, no, that's too much. No, it ain't. Think about a soccer mom, right? The average mom that is trying to fill a void in their life has her kids in karate, soccer, basketball. They have them in four activities, and they don't even enjoy it, but they just stay busy.
Yep, that's right.
So when I really took the time to when I came back, I started reading Think and Grow Rich, and I really started reflecting on who Daniel Gomez was, Brother Robert. I didn't like that guy anymore. And I didn't. And I'll never forget what my son told me. We're here. We're talking just like me and you, and it brings tears to my eyes, man, because it's just, he goes, Dad. I said, yeah, son. And I didn't even know what he was going to say, but he hit me in the face. He goes, I like hanging out with you now.
Amen.
I was like, well, what do you mean? We've always hung out. He goes, yeah, Dad, but you weren't too nice sometimes. That's all he said.
Yeah.
But
But out of the mouth of babes.
That was more than enough to just, man, it hit me in the heart. It just, like, I didn't expect it.
Yeah, amen.
And it just confirmed that. He told me that probably, I guess, about 3 months later that I told you when I did that self-reflection that I didn't like myself. And
yeah,
it just confirmed what I saw in myself was true, that I hadn't forgiven myself for some things, and I was carrying around that anger, that hurt. And it goes back to that same old saying, right? Hurting people, sometimes we don't realize that we hurt people.
Yeah. Amen.
And those people we hurt is our family.
Mm-hmm. So, how's your wife's health now?
As a matter of fact, you know, I'm pretty excited because she's healed, praise God. We had our Christmas miracle. Amen. In December, and she's cancer free.
Amen.
And I didn't listen to what the doctors told me. I said, I don't care if you're being, they're like, we're not being negative, we're being realist. I said, well, the reality of it is my God has the final word. Because in Psalms 84:11, it says, the world is the Lord's and the fullness thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And the world is his, and my wife is in the world, and he has the last say so.
Amen.
So we got our Christmas miracle, and so today, actually, we're going to go back because this is the final step of her road journey. They're going to start the reconstruction part of her breast. She had a double mastectomy last November. So
yeah.
So I'm excited. She'll have her surgery October 11th. So keep us in your prayers.
Praise God. Amen.
Her name is Mari Gomez. Mari. Jason, when they call her Mari or Mary, but her name is Mari. It's kind of like has a little Spanish accent to it. Mari, M-A-R-I. And, but we go today, so she'll have her surgery October 11th. And then 3 months later, she'll have the second part of the surgery, which will be in January. And then by the God's glory and grace, I'm prophesying that she's going to be, a 2019 version and by spring break of next year.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. We'll keep her in prayer. Let's get back on your book for a second. How long did it take you to write this book?
I started in May. So May, June, July, August. And it took me 3 months to write it. Mm-hmm. I was waking up at 3 o'clock, 3:30 in the morning. And so me starting in May, June, July, I wanted it to be out by August 15th was my original launch date that I had in mind. But you know, I didn't want to put junk out there. I wanted to put something that, because it's, you know, it's representing God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I took my time. We re-edited a couple of things, and then it went into. There's a lot of steps into doing a book. So you have your book cover, your interior design, chapters. So I didn't really know what to expect, but from start of May to today. It took like 5 months for the whole process. Yeah. And it's available on Amazon right now. You Were Born to Fly. Actually, praise God. I kind of shared this with you when we first started, but, I got number one, I got bestseller, in bestseller in children and teen Christian Amen. Education.
Amen.
And then I also got bestseller in youth ministry. So I was just crying tears of joy. And I went up against some big books. I got number one release and on Kindle for meditation. So You Were Born to Fly is on the Kindle version right now. It's 99 cents. My launch date is October 2nd. So everyone listening, please support me and go out there invest 99 cents in yourself, and God will bless you back 100-fold because you're helping a Christian brother here. And it's 99 cents. You Were Born to Fly. Help me to get bestseller. And I put it against a big book in one of the categories against mental health and psychology, because I believe that our God is bigger than any book out there.
Yes, He is. Amen.
God knows my heart. So I would appreciate everybody's. And if you're not a Kindle person, I was really surprised. There's so many people out there that don't even like Kindle. And
yeah.
I got a new release on the hardback on one of those.
Amen. Glory to God. So God's putting it out in front of people. That's awesome.
Yeah. So the hard copy is available also on Amazon. So that one's ready. If you order that one today, you'll get it by Saturday or by Friday, actually. Or if you have Prime, it's usually overnight. So there is a hard copy available. So that one is set to go. It's already up and running. The ebook will launch October 2nd, and that's the one that that's kind of, we're going to have an autograph celebration over here October the 6th in San Antonio. So I'm excited about
that. You're already lining up the book signing events now, too. Hey, man. Who's the intended audience for your book?
Everybody.
Yeah, I know, but there has to be a specific group that you're looking at.
Well, let me give you my mission.
Okay. That'll work.
My mission is to add value to the valueless, to bring hope to the hopeless, and to breathe life into the lifeless.
Amen.
So it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your sex. It doesn't matter your gender. There's no discrimination, and that's what God put in my heart.
Amen. I mean, I love that part when you say the book, breathe life to the lifeless. I mean, that'll preach. Praise God. I mean, tell us about that portion of the book. How does that happen?
So many people have been told that they're not good enough. And if you think of a parent that doesn't know any better, and I speak just from experience, because my dad was an amazing father, but there was areas that he could have used help. He always told me he loved me, though. But I know a lot of people in my coaching business that I see that they undervalue themselves, because every day they've been heard, you're not good enough. You can never clean your room right. You can never do anything right. So they've been programmed from the day they were born till the age of 6, when their beliefs set in, and they don't value themselves the way they do. They don't have that confidence. Mm-hmm. And what happens is, you kind of become lifeless, because you start living the life that other people tell you who you are. So the life that you're living, it's not even your own life. It's a life that your parents, your dad gave you, your mom gave you. It might be you had a dominating older sister or a dominating older brother that manipulated you. It might be a cousin, a friend, when you get to high school or middle school. And so you're lifeless, because the life you're living isn't the life you're supposed to be in. That's why I believe suicide is so high, because the identity, people are trying to live up or be a person that, like I said when we first started, that you're not, you weren't created to be that person.
Yeah.
And I'll give you a good example. It's pretty simple. Just imagine a student going to high school or middle school. They're pumped up. First day of school, they're super excited. You know, mom and dad, we do this with our kids. We take them school clothes shopping, and they buy their, a beautiful young lady student. She buys a beautiful blouse, and she's excited. She loves this color. She loves it. She shows up to school, and you have a couple of mean girls that make a remark. Say, that's an ugly color. Why are you wearing that blouse? Who would buy that blouse?
Yeah.
Well, two things happen there. Her self-esteem goes way down. She questions herself. And guess what? She never does ever again, Brother Robert.
Wear that blouse.
She never wears that blouse.
Yeah.
And they carry that with them. They carry that with them for the rest of their life.
Yep. Amen. That's true. Now, you want to give value to the valueless, hope to the hopeless, but how does the book do that for the person who reads it?
It gives you value because it builds it lets you see yourself for who you are. It helps you see yourself that you are a child of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. And it the golden nuggets that I have in there, it adds value to you. I got the book in front of me here. I'll read it to you. It says, I am are two of the most powerful words in the universe.
Yeah, that's
the words that follow them become your reality. So the words I am are two of the most powerful words in the universe. The words that follow them. There you go.
Amen.
And what did I mention before, right? Christ, the hope of glory, lives in us.
Yeah.
So we have this amazing value inside of us, as in the spirit of Christ in us, the hope of glory, that when you say I am, you tap into that power. And most people don't realize that. So you have this amazing value inside your heart, inside your spirit, inside your being that you never knew was there until you tap into it.
Amen. Now, after reading your book, what will the reader be able to do differently than before they read the book?
I guess to put it in layman's terms, in simple terms, they're going to have a pep in their step.
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Have what?
They're going to have a pep in their step.
Pep in their step. Amen.
You know, because most people, they're going to realize, first of all, they're going to forgive themselves. And when you forgive yourself, you take off that 80-pound sack of potatoes off your shoulders. And that'll put a smile back on your face. And when you start to believe in yourself and tell yourself that I am a masterpiece, I am a child of God, I love myself, it just renews your whole spirit, renews your whole mind. And the end result is, guess what? You have the confidence that you need to step into the Jordan River, knowing that God is going to be there with you every step of the way.
Amen. Amen. Now, your book's going to be offered in regular bookstores as well as online, like Barnes & Noble and all that?
You know, I haven't really thought that far ahead. I've kind of talked about it, but I think right now it's whatever it's through Kindle Publishing. Mm-hmm. So whatever avenues, I think there's six platforms on there that I was reading, if I'm not mistaken, that are part of that.
All right.
So, but I haven't really, I'm gonna be honest with you. I really wouldn't even know how to. Maybe you can enlighten me on this. I wouldn't even really know how to get it up to Barnes & Noble. But I would. You bringing that up, I guess God wants us to, right?
Amen. Another open door. Amen. So, let's say you get your book in the bookstore. If I was browsing books in a bookstore, I seen your book on the shelf among all these other books, what would motivate me to pick your book up rather than another one?
Okay, I'm going to say this humbly, right?
Mm-hmm.
God gave me his smile.
Amen. Amen. It's true, man. Yeah, you got to see this guy smile. I see him on camera every week, and you know, we always enjoy Daniel coming on the live feed because he keeps us jovial and happy, and he's always got words of wisdom. Daniel, you're awesome, man. You're really doing great. God's doing great things through you. I know that. And if someone wanted to, well, first let's go over it. It is available on Amazon right now, right?
Right now.
Okay. And the pre-launch for the ebook version, the Kindle version, you can order that right now.
You can order that right now. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
So, folks, you need to go do that. Go to Amazon.com and look up, just type in Born to Fly - Daniel Gomez, and it'll pop right up. Amen. Plus, I'm going to have a link to that in the show notes. For you. So you can just scroll down in the show notes and click on the link, and it'll take you directly to that site so you can order Daniel's book. Daniel, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, maybe to ask a question or maybe even to do an interview like this, how can they get in touch with you?
My email address is daniel@danielgomezspeaker.com. That's Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, at Daniel Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z, speaker, S-P-A-K-E-R.com. My website is danielgomezspeaker.com. Click on contact there, and you can send me a message through there.
Amen.
And and then, of course, I mean, I don't have a problem giving out I believe that somebody's listening to this and God pumps them in their heart. My cell phone number, I mean, you know, I try to make myself available.
It'd be better just through the website for that.
And, yes.
You know,
so DanielGomezSpeaker.com is the website. DanielGomezSpeaker.com.
Right. And then click on the contact form and reach out.
Yes, sir.
Hire
yes,
Daniel sir. Come to your event. Hire him to come do a book signing, you know, at your church and let him speak. He folks, you will not regret it. I'm telling you right now, you got to do two things. One, you have to order his book. I mean, it is, you have to do it. This is going to be, we're going to push this book to number one, bestseller. You know, it's going to make, you know, it'll shift from Amazon to the New York Times bestseller list. Glory to God. Let's get it out there. And number Amen. Two, you got to have Daniel come speak to your group. You got to reach out to him. Ask him to come speak to your church group, your youth group. Come speak to your business function, your conferences and things like that, because you will not regret it. He's full of energy. He gets the crowd ramped up and motivated, and not just motivated. I don't like that word motivated as much as I like inspired. The inspirational aspect that he uses, it will change the dynamics of what you're trying to do. Amen. Daniel, Amen. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to meet with us, man. I really do appreciate this.
Hey, well, I'm honored that you even invited me out here. So thank you so much. I really appreciate the fact that you invited me, and I pray blessings upon your radio show and all the viewers, all the audience listening to this. May God bless you. And is it okay if I speak a blessing over them before we
end up? Absolutely. Let's do it.
Lord Jesus, we just give you all the glory, Father. We give you all the praise right now. And Holy Spirit, your word says that you're omnipresent and you're everywhere, Lord. So just the way these radio waves, these sound waves are going through the internet, through the radios, through whatever towers you're using, God, I pray your spirit moves, God, and brings hope to the hopeless, bring value to the valueless, Father God, and breathe life into those lifeless people right now in Jesus' name, right now. If somebody's having hip problems, I just feel that God's going to heal your hip. In the name of Jesus Christ, the doctor doesn't have the last word about your broken hip. God does. So I declare God's healing over your hip now in the name of Jesus. Yes, we just declare Lord, that blessing over that hip. And we thank you, Lord, for this answered prayer, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for my brother Robert. Bless him. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we give you all the glory. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Well, folks, that is all the time we have for today. Daniel, time just flew by when we were talking. I mean, I'd love to have you come back on in a few months. Tell us how the book did during the launch and what kind of feedback you're receiving. Does that sound good?
That sounds tremendous, my brother. I would be honored to do that.
Amen, amen. Because I know God is going to truly bless this book. I mean, it is something positive that's needed in such a negative world that we live in today. Amen. So, Daniel, thank you again for coming on the program. Folks, that's really all the time we have. For Daniel Gomez and myself, this is Pastor Bob Tibble reminding you, you can be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this. Your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts, share your unique insights, and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.